it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
And Hot Sauce Brown, formerly known as Jay Anthony.
What up, Hug?
How y'all feeling today?
Good. Great.
How y'all feeling like Billy Bush about today? Hashtag said ain't so. Roca stead of mojito. Billy Bush and NBC are no more, y'all. They had to pay that Republican root canal a lot of dough, Sybil, before they let him go. Yep, Donald Trump treated that Bush like a beagle with a urinary tract infection, y'all. And I haven't seen somebody leave a network that fast since Blair Underwood and Ironside. Anyway, that's going to keep coming up, so. Billy Bush may be the only person that made money off Donald Trump. And other the devil is busy news, I'm sure y'all heard about Matthew Apperson. He's the guy that shot at George Zimmerman in the road rage incident. Well, yeah. A judge just sentenced him to 20 years. 20! The guy who shot at the guy who killed Trayvon Martin got 20 years. Department of Jokers is what I call him now. Department of Jokers. Hell, he would have got less time if he actually hit him, Sybil.
Yeah, right.
The guy said it was self-defense, and of course, it's George Zimmerman. What the hell you think he's supposed to do against somebody that got off of murder? I'm putting that judge on my list, y'all. And I'm putting Matthew on my list, too. You had one job, Matthew. One job. George Zimmerman might have a black card with the devil, y'all. Well, since Billy Bush departed, I guess it's back to old Al Roken, Tamron Hall, a.k.a. the Peaches and the Herb of Today Show. Anyway, so what's this Russell Crowe, Azalea Banks fiasco I've been hearing about?
Oh, boy.
She was supposedly at a party at his hotel suite, and according to Azalea Banks, who's always in something, she was called the N-word, choked, spat on, Tom, and thrown out. Oh, I'm sorry, that's wrong. She was choked, called the N-word, spat on, and thrown out. That's the order. And now she had questionable incidents in the past, and Crowe had too, but I don't think Russell Crowe called her the N-word. So.
No.
All that other stuff, I believe, but I don't know.
Really?
Not Braveheart, huh?
Not Braveheart. No. You're going to have to look into this.
Twenty-six before the hour.